This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A quick check of the news before bed, and it turns into hours-long rabbit hole scrolling through distressing headlines, and one article can lead to another. And then suddenly, it's late at night, and our minds are racing, and I know I've been there, and sleep feels absolutely impossible. This phenomenon is known as doom scrolling, and it sneaks up on us, leaving us anxious, overwhelmed, and sometimes even feeling a little bit helpless about the world. Well, in a world where staying informed is crucial, how do we strike the right balance? How can we engage with important news without it taking a toll on our mental health? Dr. Lisa Harrison is a lecturer in digital communications from Flinders University. Lisa, good afternoon.
Hi, Warren. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is doom scrolling, and why is it so easy to fall into this habit?
Yes, I think it's just because it's an unconscious search through our social media or news feeds, and we tend to sort of find ourselves clicking through on lots of different news items that can be called, you know, clickbait. We've heard the term clickbait. So it's important to start taking more conscious actions towards our consumption of news, I think, because there is so much and the news just changes so quickly.
So what I find fascinating is, you know, we can feel compelled to keep scrolling through this negative news, even though we know it's making us anxious, but we keep going.
I know, and that's where the power of the algorithms have a little bit of an effect as well. We're seeing a lot of talk about AI. Well, this is the effects of AI. It gets to know how we interact with the internet, and because the big tech giants want us to stay on their platforms as long as they can, so they can then, you know, feed us their marketing and advertising materials to make money from it. So it's only going to benefit them in the end. So we need to take a little bit of our power back.
They don't care if we become unhealthy, but we do. So what are the, what can we recognise? What sort of signs should we look out for that perhaps our news consumption is becoming a bit unhealthy?
Yeah, I think when you start having a little bit of social anxiety, starting to isolate yourself, that's when it's really, really a problem, and it can escalate really quickly. I think the most important thing is to start putting some tools in place, like having a healthy diet. You know, you eat healthy food. Start thinking about the news that is going to be, you know, productive for you, and lead to more interesting, you know, intelligent conversations.
Let's talk about the concept of a digital sunset. What's that, and how does that help us?
Digital sunset is a new concept, I think. I've spoken to a couple of young reporters in Adelaide here who are actually going to do a 2-week hiatus from social media. And are going to report on that. So that'll be interesting to see how they feel about it. But I think, we don't have to go to the extreme. It can be just a matter of making sure you turn your phone off, you know, an hour or two before you go to bed, and not picking your phone up the first thing in the morning as well.
Do you know, I stopped using social media probably a couple of years ago now. And I mean, I still have the accounts, and there may be the odd time that I might need to look something up specifically, but I tell you what, I feel a lot better for not using it, but I understand it has got some benefits, and there's a lot of pressure in radio to be on it, trust me.
Yes, I could imagine.
Let's talk about how can we, I suppose, be more intentional with the news we consume instead of letting the social media algorithms tell us what they think we should see.
Yeah, absolutely. Just choosing one or two in-depth articles from credible sources to start with, that you will connect with. Discuss the news with your colleagues and friends and family as well, so that way you can start understanding different point of views around the particular news item, because there could be biases in the articles that we're not recognising, and look at solution-focused news stories that highlight, you know, things that you can either change in your own lifestyle or create positive change in your community. And then taking meaningful action on those issues that you do care about.
Do you reckon we could use, those tools like screen time management tools and things like that? Would they help us manage our time?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. The new iPhones have different setups that are quite valuable, but I've also been using an app called Forest, where every sort of 25, I think you can actually change it, but every sort of 25 minutes that you don't pick your phone up, it'll actually grow a tree and gamifies your productivity. So yeah, it's a bit of fun.
What advice, I suppose, finally, would you have for someone who is struggling to set those news consumption boundaries? They still want to stay informed, because I've got a couple of friends who I'm thinking of in particular who are really struggling at the moment, and, you know, are feeling quite down about what's going on in the world, and are taking, you know, having sick days as a result, and they're trying to pull themselves away, but they're struggling too. What advice would you have for people who are struggling like that?
I think staying connected with people face to face is really going to be the best thing. I think, particularly, I mentioned AI. You know, it's really impacting us quickly, like changing all the technology, not just with the news, but just trying to keep up with what new apps are out there and things you can do, can also be quite challenging to keep up with. So, you know, making sure you stay connected in person. And then that way, when you are online, you can have those positive personal interactions, further developed, you know, through your social media.
And I suppose the other thing is too, you can discuss the news stories, can't you, with your friends and say, you know what, am I overreacting to this news, or, you know, what should I do, which is always good as well.
Oh, I think that's more important than ever. Yes, absolutely.
It's great to chat with you. Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us today on Drive.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Lisa Harrison, lecturer in digital communications at Flinders University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.